been learning to declare what we want. We learnt this last year, and now we began a new year, and we're walking in newness of life, so that means we're walking in the new man, not the old man. And we know that it's God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And when we orientate ourselves to go to God and to depend upon him, then we can walk by revelation, not just information, but we got the information, knowledge of the scriptures, which we're so thankful to God that we can see his heart and how he worked. And when we look at the scriptures, I've been reading and looking at the lives of the men and women of God that God worked in. They all spoke what he put in their hearts to declare, and it was recorded down for our benefit, for our blessing. And when we go to God and put him first, 100%, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need in this life, you know, he's going to add to you. And it's not just going to be added to you, it's going to be added to you in an abundance, because God wants us blessed, he wants us free, he wants us to be an example to the world of how we live our lives before God, because our God is a great provider. He's not the God of this world. The God of this world still kills and destroys, brings in negatives, brings in sickness, disease, calamities, poverty. But our God is a God of abundance, and he's freely given us all things to enjoy, richly enjoy. And when we get his thoughts in our heart and then orientate that back to God and give him our desires, then we go to the Father and we say, Father, look, you know, this is what I want to do for you. I want to live unto you, and I want to be that witness for you. I want to be your spokesperson, and I want you to work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. When we decide to really 100% go God's way, not anybody else's way, but what God's working in our hearts and lives, then God really goes to work. So me and Kim, we decided to go out on Sunday, and we went to the shops, and in the car we like to pray in the car. I mean, we pray our prayers, we seek God in our secret place, and then in the car, if we're going out, we'll pray together in the car. And so I just got very inspired just to pray my desire to really speak forth his word, that I wasn't going to do anything in my own strength, in my own effort or my ability. I wasn't going to open my mouth unless God put someone in front of me. Because I said, Father, I don't want to do anything in my strength and ability no more. And I want to be led by you. Because I know that your word says in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we can have knowledge of the word, but unless it's energized and opened up by God, the understanding, the meaning, unless we're led by God, there's not going to be an impact. Because we can speak from our senses also. We can speak our knowledge of the scriptures. But when we allow God to work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, then he will open up those doors. He will open up doors for us more quicker than we desire. Because he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So when I'm looking to do things in my strength, then there's no fruit. And God wants us to be fruitful. And when we're tapped to the vine, when we remain in him and we do what he wants, then he will really open up those doors for us. So I pray to God, Father, you open up these doors, and I'm not going to speak unless I know you've put that person in front of me. Well, anyway, and Kim prayed similar prayer to me, and we gave our desire. We decided this year we're not going to try and make anything happen. We're not going to try to do anything from our knowledge, but we want to be led by the Spirit of God. We want to receive his direction as he works in us in lifetime, in life situations. And as we go down to the shop, we have to get coffee pots for our coffee machine. And I'm in there, and we're walking around, and this young girl bounces up to me, gives me a big hug, and it happened to be one of Leanne's friends, Charlene her name is. And last year, I was in a place called Costa Coffee. You have Starbucks in America, I don't know what you have in Portugal, or France, I'm not too sure what, you know, big coffee places you have, but we have Costa Coffee. And we also have Starbucks, but Costa Coffee is the main place we go. and she worked in there. So last year I was in there and I grabbed a coffee, and I was a, and she worked in there, this girl, Charlene. And I was observing her, and I didn't know it was Leanne's friends. And I'm there, and God said, she has depression, you need to tell her I love her, and I'm there for her, and I've heard her prayer. So she came over to my table, picking up some other people's cups that they left behind, and I looked at her, and I said these things to her, and she burst out crying, everyone was looking. She goes, oh, I've been praying, I know there's a God, but I'm lost and all this stuff. So anyway, I ministered to her in the shop, and she's been totally delivered since. I haven't seen her since that time until the Sunday we went into the shop. And she had her husband with her as well. And so I said to Kim, oh, this is the young girl, I ministered to her, blah, blah, blah. And she said, yeah, I'm completely free. She goes, if anything does try and come on me where I feel depressed, I know what to do, because you told me to go to God and to give it to him, and that's what I do. And then the door opened also to share with her husband, and because he couldn't cope with these bouts of depression she was having. And so he said, yeah, there's a great change. So we, a wonderful door opened up, and we just encouraged them. You know, we just connected them to God and encouraged them to go to God, because what we used to do was connect people to us and connect people to the fellowship. Now, we made these things available now, but we're not trying to connect them to us. We want people to go directly to God, the living God, the mighty, powerful God, who can communicate to them like he did with me. When I began, many years ago, no one told me where to go. All right, no one told me what I had to do. I just got born again, and then God took me through many steps, and then I ended up getting connected, and he placed me where I am now. And that was over, what, 30-odd years ago. So God is able to work in his people and to direct them, and when we connect people to God, then these people can be led by God and can become very fruitful, and God does his work that way. It's not through our effort or what we know or formats, or we're going to do it this way, and this worked in the past this way. So from there, we left there, and then we decided to have a pub lunch, which was a Sunday roast. You can get a nice Sunday roast, so we had roast beef, Yorkshire pudding, roast potatoes, and it's very cheap. It's like £10 each.
It's cheaper to actually for me and him to eat out than to buy it and cook it.
Yes, it's cheaper for us to eat out now, because it's just me and Kim, really. Like, Carl's in Wales, and Leanne's got her place, Danny's got his place. So anyway, we go to the pub, which is called The Ball, and we're in, we walk in, and there was this guy, and he said, oh, you're the couple that have the box of dogs. He said, can you remember last year we were sat out the front and I had my dogs with me and you told me about your box of dogs? I said, oh yeah, how are you doing? How's everything going? He said, really great. He said, I've just come back from church, actually. He said, I was teaching from the book of Ephesians. And he said, but the people there are 80, 70. And he said, and the way they got things set up there, I just don't know how it's really going to benefit them. And then he said to me, but I really want to understand the book of Ephesians myself. So the door opened up and we really shared. And this guy was blown away. And then we started to share about how God is a living God and how God can really give him what he hungers for. And I said, however hungry you are for the truths, God will put the people in front of you to help you. And he will guide you so that you can see. So anyway, we started to share, and this guy was blown away, like, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But we ordered our dinner, and it usually takes about half an hour. But Kim ordered it, and literally 10 minutes later,
the dinner came.
So I said to the guy, look, I said, you're more than welcome to come and sit with us so we can carry on. But he said, well, no, he said, I'm going to have this pint of beer, and he said that I better get back to the wife. He said, but here's my business card. So I said, okay, I'll send you my information, and I said, you know, maybe we can meet up with a coffee. So I've emailed him, and I just leave it with God now. But it was like God was teaching me, when we just trust him, when we don't try to look to do things in our strength, we don't look to try and witness to someone so we feel good that we've done something for God, but we just let him do the work. He opens up the doors for us. And so I just began this year, after Last Night Fellowship, I was really thinking about, I want to do things that are going to edify people, that are going to encourage people, that are going to, you know, build people's faith and connect them to the one true God. So I don't need to do much speaking apart from what God puts in my heart to do. And now that people are actually speaking and sharing their hearts, now we're all edified. We're all edified. We're all able to give. And as you give, you grow. As you speak the truth in love, you grow up into him. And God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I decided that I'm going to do the things that God wants me to do. I'm going to be bold to speak what he puts in my heart and not fear if people don't like it, if people want to walk away. And God's been showing me, just be faithful in what you know to do. And anything else that you need to do, then I'll show you. And yes, we've got the scriptures, we can see the things that we need to do, but God is working in us. And we got enough information from the scriptures, all of us. We've had many classes, we've sat through many fellowships. And God says, now, put it to work. Put to work and let me work in you. Let me bring out what you've put in and what I've put in you. You know, even Paul says, I don't come to you with man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The things that Paul spoke, how did he speak them? Where did he get the information from? It was by revelation of Jesus Christ. The information that Paul gave to the church, the early church, was what God was revealing to him, the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that God works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so, when you look at the book of Galatians, these guys began in the Spirit, and the word grew, right? It grew and it was moving. And then what happened? The religious Christians, the Judeans, the religious Judeans come along, you still got to follow the law of Moses. Today that would be, you still got to run classes. You still got to do Hebrew classes, Greek classes, right? And if you don't do that, if you don't follow the format of the world's way and what you've learned since you got born again, you're not going to see things happen. Well, I would say to people, what's happened in the 30 years that you've been doing those things? How much growth? How much increase? How much, you know, how many people have you led to the Lord Jesus Christ? And I just started to realize that God has put his word in our hearts and in our mouth, and that he's written it within our hearts. I was saying to Jason the other day, I was saying to Jason that if you think the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, okay, before that Adam and Eve had perfect fellowship with God, they were getting their direction, encouragement from God, and then obviously they were tricked and they got the knowledge of good and evil, lost connection with God, and then they had their own knowledge to go by, right? And I said to Jason, like, you know, I said, in a way, when we look at things, we can either depend on the knowledge of the scriptures, or we can depend upon God opening up those scriptures to us via the Spirit, because now we got that connection which was lost, that God can guide us to the scriptures. He can open up those scriptures to us, give us the meaning, give us the sense. And then, you know, when we do those things that he puts in our hearts, then we're going to see great fruit. If we do everything that everybody else is doing, we're going to get the same results. If we're still getting the same results that we've had for the last 30 years and it's not very fruitful, then we know we need to go to God and change something and seek God. Father, what am I doing? Why am I not abounding like other men and women that are walking with you and they're having great results and success? Because I know that you're not a respecter of persons, but you honour those that look to you. You honour those that put you first. So I've decided this year I'm really going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to declare what I want, the desires he puts in my heart. So my desire is to see great growth not only in the UK, but throughout Europe. That's my desire. That was what God showed me about 13, 14 years ago. That's what was spoken into my life twice. One by a man of God and one by a woman of God. And they both said the exact same thing, independent of each other, knowing what they've said. And that was, we're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. And that's not just me, that's everyone that connects to God. This is going to happen. And it can't happen by ourselves. So, you know, God, you know, really is at work in your life. And when you allow him to lead you, when you just do the simple things in your heart. So God literally woke me up 7 o'clock on Monday. And I usually go to bed late, and I usually get up about 11, 12, because I go to bed late. And I did go to bed late, but God told me to get up at 7. Come Tuesday, I woke up, and God says, get up. I just had an urgency mark. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. And the same yesterday, and the same today. And so I decided, okay, what am I going to do for the day? You know, if I get up now, I've got a whole day to the evening, what do I do? And then God showed me to take Danny to work. So I went and picked Danny up, took him to work, and we had great fellowship. I was able to encourage him in the car. And then I went for a breakfast, got to share the word with a couple of people. And in fact, I was talking about Slimming World, getting back on the diet, and with a couple of women there, and then the door opened for me to share. And so I've just been doing this week a different practice to what I'm used to doing, because I'm trusting God to guide me and show me what to do. And God takes us where we're at, and little by little he will work with us and build us up. So when we trust in God and not in men and not in ourselves or even in our old way that we do things, but ask God to show us and lead us by his Spirit, then, you know, great things will take place. And to be faithful in doing the things that God, that we know by the scriptures also to do. Like, a lot of people say, well, you know, honouring God, giving to God doesn't work. You know, I've abundantly shared for 6 months and I never seen anything really great happen. See, when we give, everything that we do in giving, in speaking, in fellowshipping, in praying, in desires, you know, I'm just using the abundant sharing as an example, we have to do faithfully and with consistency and with heart to God. Everything we do has to be done knowing that God is good to his word, like we've heard, that God is faithful and God is taking care of us. And when we start to practice those things faithfully, with believing and consistency, then there will be fruit, there will be result, and there will be growth. But we want to see growth, and believe me, God wants us to be profitable. He wants great increase, but we have to orientate ourselves to God's way, not man's way, not the way we think. Because if the way that I've been doing things is right, then I should have been seeing great growth by now, because I've been faithful doing the things that I've been doing up until this point. Up until the point that I decided to let go, let God, be bold to speak what he puts in my heart, not to fear what man can do unto me, not to worry if people walk away from me, but to encourage God's people to go to God, to connect to God and do those things that he's working in his heart. So adjustment, doing those little adjustments in our life, puts us on the right course. Of, you know, if we're out of line slightly, then we're going to miss the full impact of what God wants. So I say, Father, adjust me, adjust my mindset where I need to be. And I know and I trust that you're working in me. And I trust that, you know, the words that you give me to speak to anyone will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you send it to accomplish, like your word says, because we know that all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. And that we know that, you know, Jesus Christ, he was led by the Spirit. He spoke the things the Father put in his heart. You know, for example, you know, when it says in the law that if you commit adultery, you know, you're going to, you know, you've blown it, right? It's a big deal. But Jesus Christ said, if you look at a woman with the desire, it's just as bad as doing the act. So he was saying something more than what was written. Just like the woman caught in adultery. You know, they brought, the Pharisees brought her before Jesus Christ. And then they said, you know, the law says this woman, you know, anyone doing this needs to be slain. What do you say? Trying to catch him out. And what did he do? He got his information from God. He that is without sin cast the first stone. You know, so when we speak what God shows us in the times and situations that we're in, and we allow God to work in us by his Spirit, when we speak those words from God, then it's going to dispel the darkness, it's going to give direction, healing, light, inspiration, faith. God has given us the Spirit so that we can walk by it, and so that we can commune and fellowship with him. It comes from a relationship with the Heavenly Father, having fellowship with him, seeking his heart, and then God gives to us when we really go to him. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.